Sorry, we promised to get an update from John Glennon on the injury situation. Martin Erath took a knee-to-knee hit. Kevin Klein took a cheap shot to the back of the head. And that's in a game that the Preds won. John Glennon joins us on the EquipLink hotline. John, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Hey, good, Tom. How are you doing?
Tremendous. Give us an update on the injury situation with those two guys.
Yeah, this is what it's looking like right now. It's looking fairly optimistic, I think, for Kevin Klein. Barry Trotz said today after practice that Klein's definitely going to be out on Thursday, but he's not ruling him out for Saturday at this point, and Klein is staying with the team right now, which is another good sign. He doesn't have to go back to Nashville to get reevaluated. So things look pretty good there. The Erath situation is still a little bit fuzzy right now. He was limping, you know, pretty noticeably here in Columbus today, and he is headed back to Nashville for some more reevaluation this evening. Barry Trotz is kind of holding out hope that it's not too severe, but it looks like he'll at least be out, you know, for a few games, and then we'll know more, you know, when they do the reevaluation tomorrow in Nashville, just how long. But Trotz was, you know, somewhat optimistic that it's not a huge injury, at least at this point, which is pretty decent news.
Well, not huge is good, but few games isn't great either for a guy who really, I mean, he had hit his stride. This is kind of what we've been looking at or looking for a long time for Martin Erath, and he has really, I mean, I think he had 10 goals in the month of December, something like that. I mean, you know, that's a rotten, stinking shame for a team that is always searching for offense.
Yeah, exactly. You know, of all the guys that you know, you could ill afford to go down at this point, this guy just tied the franchise record for goals in a single month. He had 10 goals in December, and as you say, had really hit his stride, and you know, picked for the Czech Olympic team today as well. So it's going to hurt, no question about it. And really, this is the first time that, you know, as many as four significant guys have been out of the lineup at the same time. You know, you've got Erath, Klein, and then you already had Smithson and Tutu out with injury. So it's going to be a real challenge for the Preds, you know, when you've got the guys like Spalling and Santarelli and Thurston and Sulzer, guys like that are not only going to have to, you know, contribute a bit, but they are going to have to play fairly significant roles, you know, at least for the short-term future here.
It'll be interesting to see how Erath, how much that Czech Olympic team means to him, because that would be obviously a significant break that could help him get right if he's going to be out, you know, for a couple of weeks leading up to that. I hate to see him rushing back to play there and then screwing up the rest of the season here.
Yeah, you know, it's a fine line because, you know, Martin, as well as anybody that gets picked for the Olympic team, it's got to mean so much to be able to, you know, to play for your country and to play on the biggest stage of all for hockey. You know, we probably, at least in North America, we think of the Stanley Cup, but, yeah, you know, to be honest, the world probably thinks more of, you know, the Olympics and, you know, those kind of tournaments than we do. But, as I say, I got a little sense of optimism from Barry Trotz. Martin Erath himself was kind of noncommittal when I talked to him. I think basically they just have to look at it again tomorrow and after swelling goes down, and certainly the hope is that there aren't any torn ligaments or anything like that. And I think they feel pretty good about it but we'll see for sure tomorrow.
All right, John, we appreciate the update.
Sure, no problem, Tom.